Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Have a new leader in the United States Senate. It is John Thune, the Republican from South Dakota. He won on the second ballot. There were two ballots here taken. On the first ballot, this was the breakdown. It was John Thune got 23, John Cornyn from Texas got 15, and Rick Scott got 13. But it's not first past the post. You have to have an outright majority of those casting ballots. There are 53 Republicans voting in this leadership election here, so you had to get 27. Now, I've asked for a vote total here. How many John Thune won by, we don't know, but that second ballot was between Thune and Cornyn, and John Thune has prevailed. It's interesting about John Thune. You know, he came to the Senate in 2004, and he beat another leader in the Senate, Tom Daschle. Tom Daschle had been the minority leader and the majority leader, and it was John Thune, who had served in the House previously, who beat Tom Daschle in 2004. So he will be the person working with President-elect Trump and presumably House Speaker Mike Johnson in the new Congress.
Well, that's Mr. Pergram at Fox News reporting on the latest from Capitol Hill. John Thune getting that majority leader spot. This among the many appointments that we're seeing from Donald Trump come in for his cabinet picks. A lot of them raising eyebrows, but they all seem to be in that lane of America First, of what he has committed in his campaign, in his election victory to this point in time. And we want to talk to our friend DeRoy Murdoch about how he is feeling about the cabinet assembling around our president-elect Donald Trump. Nationally syndicated columnist, Fox News contributor, DeRoy Murdoch with us once again. Welcome back to the show, DeRoy. It's good to have you here.
Great to be with you again, Annie.
So as the cabinet picks are coming in, any that you are super excited about, any that you're raising your eyebrows surrounding?
Very good question. I'd say just overall, the speed at which President-elect Trump is putting in his team is incredible. I mean, he's certainly not wasting any time at all. You know, we've got, I guess, rumored Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who's very capable as the, I think, ranking member on the Senate Intelligence Committee. Somebody spent a lot of time thinking and speaking and probably writing about foreign policy. My colleague Pete Hegseth at Fox News. I was out last night. I came home and just saw something online about Pete Hegseth, Secretary of Defense. I thought, okay, somebody's speculating or, you know, some wild, crazy rumor. I looked, oh, he actually was nominated by the president. It was really a big surprise to everybody. And Trump is picking very interesting people, very unconventional people. People like Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy to lead this Department of Government Efficiency to go through the entire budget and the entire bureaucracy. As apparently Musk just said on X, he said, threat to democracy? No, threat to bureaucracy.
Yeah.
That was very good. And this is all terrific. So my only concerns are, I'm looking right now, we only have 216 Republican seats in the U.S. House, and President Trump wants to remove Elise Stefanik and put her in as U.N. ambassador, and Mike Waltz of Florida congressman, Republican congressman from Florida, and put him in as a national security advisor. I think they're both very capable. I think they'll be terrific in those positions. But it's not like we've got a nice big fat majority with a lot of House seats to spare. I mean, it's been 1 week since, it's been 8 days since the election, and we're still not at 218. So, you know, I hope it gets to the point where, you know, we can handle having two people not there as, you know, very difficult, close, and controversial votes come up. Or maybe these people have to start their jobs March or April or something, once we've had special elections and so on. So that's my only big concern, is just picking people out of the House when there's not even a majority yet.
Yeah, it's a little nerve-wracking to watch as these numbers are creeping closer to 218. We haven't gotten it yet, but of course, if you have 219, 220, 221, at the end of the day, you have very, very, if almost no room for error. If somebody gets sick or correct, has a something that they have to attend to, it's a very dicey situation. The Department of Government Efficiency, the Elon Musk Vivek Ramaswamy pair up to try to get our government to work more for the American people, to be more efficient. What do you think about this particular establishment of Donald Trump's vision going into his next presidency?
I think it's fantastic, and I don't know if it will be an actual cabinet department or if it will really be sort of like a, you know, super commission or an office in the White House. I'm not sure if it's the actual legal structure, but in terms of what they intend to do, you've got Vivek Ramaswamy, who's a very successful investor and I think investment banker type or a hedge fund person who's big in the markets and very intelligent, very sharp, and very, very eloquent. And you've got Elon Musk, who's basically the richest man on earth and also essentially the Thomas Edison of our era. Both of them going through all of the different cabinet departments and agencies and boards and commissions and so on that the federal government has, and finding out things that they're doing that they shouldn't be doing. They're either, there's no real constitutional mandate for them to do these sorts of things. In many cases, there may be something worth doing, but rather than having, you know, one or two job training programs, we might have a dozen. You know, can't we just collapse them into one or collapse them into two? Other areas where the private sector could do a better job, or state and local governments could do a better job. I have no doubt these guys are going to be able to go through and find all sorts of things in the government that Uncle Sam should not be doing. And then it'll be up to Trump and Congress either to pass legislation to pare things down, or quite simply, you know, I think a very easy way to do it is just don't put any money in the budget for it. You know, you can keep the XYZ commission, just don't provide any money, and they can keep their name on the door, but they won't have any money to do anything, engage in any activity, and the people there either can be given severance offers and told, you know, here's a check for $100,000, tax-free, good luck, you know, go to grad school, buy yourself a vacation home, whatever it is. In some cases, people may not want to leave, in which case, you know, I think you'll have a lot of people, the Department of Justice and the FBI, for example, need to be cleaned out, the people who've been engaging the Russia hoax and so on. If they won't leave, you know, just move them to the FBI office in Anchorage, Alaska.
Yeah.
And yeah, if they like it up there, they can stay there and, you know, be out of the way. And if they don't like it, they can resign and go get jobs at law firms or go become local prosecutors or whatever else it is.
Dory, do you feel
creative ways to do this?
Yeah. Do you feel like the idea of spreading out our government structures so that they're not all located right there inside the Beltway in Washington, D.C., does that offer a pretty distinct advantage at being able to efficiently get the job done, but maybe paring it down a little bit?
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I agree with that, definitely. You know, I don't see why the Department of Agriculture is in the middle of a completely urban area with no farms. So maybe the Department of Agriculture should be, maybe St. Louis?
Yeah, we'll take it. We got a lot of my family has a farm. We could take it right out here.
A lot of farms within a 20-minute or half-hour to one-hour drive of where you are, much more than in D.C. That's one thought. Maybe the Department of Commerce should be in some more industrial area. I don't know, maybe somewhere in industrial Pennsylvania, perhaps. If it's worth even keeping, and that's very debatable, but the National Endowment for the Arts, maybe it'll be out in Hollywood, where a lot of the arts industry is. That would make a lot of sense, and they'll be closer to the actual areas that they either regulate or subsidize or oversee, and people in those areas can go in and say, look, rather than having to jump on a plane to go talk to somebody in the Department of Agriculture, you hop in your car or hop in your truck and go talk to some bureaucrat about whatever it is going on your farm that needs attention. I think that'd be very sensible, and I think you get people probably who do that who will be much more actually dedicated to the mission of whatever those departments do, rather than just saying, okay, I live in Georgetown or Arlington, Virginia, in some very comfortable place, and drive 10-15 minutes to your office in Department of Agriculture and spend all day long telling people what to do.
Yeah, I think that it's an innovative idea. It's a different way of doing the same thing and potentially working to make it more efficient. I think that type of creative thinking is really important to being able to achieve the task ahead. Before we let you go, we're speaking with Dory Murdoch right now. I'm curious what you think about Congress's ability, razor-thin majority likely for Republicans in the House. Now we have a Senate majority leader in Senator John Thune. Do you feel as though Donald Trump's mandate in his reelection, being able to sweep all those swing states, do you feel as though the Republican Party as a whole in D.C. is going to be united to get done the job that Donald Trump was sent there to get? Or how quickly will this turn petty?
That's a good question. I think certainly early on, given Trump's tremendous mandate, there's no question that this man won not just the Electoral College, but the popular vote, and not just the popular vote, but a majority of the vote. People have won the popular vote, but it's 47-40%. He won 50.3 or so percent, so he won a majority of the votes. Excuse me, all seven swing states. So no question that the American public voted for his program and voted to reject Bidenism and Kamalaism. And I think Republicans would be very smart to keep that in mind and give the American people what they want, which is the Make America Great Again agenda. Now, imagine at some point we could start getting closer to the midterms, might start peeling off and doing their own thing. But certainly, I think at the beginning, he's coming in with such a strong head of steam and such a singular, unique and unusual personality in and of himself, and this leadership he's showing even from 2 days after the appointment was when I think he named Susie Wiles the chief of staff, first woman chief of staff in the White House, by the way, ever. So I think given all that, I think certainly the first year and a half, I think the GOP will stay for the most part united. After that, people might start getting itchy and going to do their own thing for the most part. But it is important. I really wish we had, 225, 230 seats rather than maybe, 219, 220 or whatever wherever this ends up. I really wish that the National Republican Congressional Committee had done a better job handling the House races. I heard from someone that Kevin McCarthy raised about $400 million for that purpose when he was Speaker, and Mike Johnson's raised about $60 million, much, much, much lower. So I checked those numbers for sure, but that's something I was told by a candidate who, by the way, got very little money and lost a very competitive, winnable seat. And unfortunately, he came about 2,000 votes short, and if he'd just gotten probably $100,000, we'd probably have one more seat in the GOP caucus.
Yeah,
conference.
A massively influential seat swing with every race that gets called here at the end. Yeah, I think the Kevin McCarthy highlight is such an important one, too, because that was what he was known for. And he really did take the Republican House from a minority into what the only thing that succeeded in 2022, really, for Republicans was that House swing. And then they bounced him right away. I just really hope that we don't get into that mess quickly.
We avoid that nonsense. And the funny thing about, I've always kind of wondered, not always, lately wondered, are you better off with a tough, combative, effective, moderate, or somebody who is philosophically solid as a conservative but is very weak and not a good leader? And I think that McCarthy versus Johnson gives us an illustration of that. You know, I think in terms of his philosophical principles, Johnson's probably more of a real conservative than McCarthy, but just the inability to raise money, less of a combative nature, less pugnacious, and I think we find ourselves in a weaker position with him than with McCarthy, who might not necessarily be fully on board with the entire agenda, but when he's got his marching orders and he knows what's got to be done, he's much better at keeping the troops together and being able to get a media strategy and get a message out and, you know, pound it into a victory.
Yeah.
As opposed to Johnson, who seems like, you know, he's great, you know, in terms of principle and philosophy and ideology, but just not very strong and you know, very folds under the slightest bit of pressure. So,
yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it unfolds here.
Indeed, yes.
Hopefully
it'll unfold well.
Deroy, we appreciate you as always and looking forward to our conversations here as we lead up to the inauguration. Thanks for being with us today.
You bet. Okay, very good.
Take care. Bye-bye. Deroy Murdoch, nationally syndicated columnist, Fox News contributor, who joins us each Wednesday. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to dip into, just briefly, just give us a minute here, because Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about the Biden-Trump sit-down conversation today, and we got to know what she had to say. Don't you want to know how that went? Wouldn't you love to be a fly on that wall? Well, we'll find out when we come back, so don't go away. Karine Jean-Pierre gets asked about the little conversation that took place today between the current president and president-elect Donald J. Trump. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.